This is the brief on earning cloud certifications while working full-time. This 2026 guide reveals exactly why studying after work feels physically impossible. Because our cognitive energy is a draining fuel tank, not some magic clock resetting at 5 p.m. But it proves these certs are absolute game changers for clearing automated hiring filters and boosting salaries up to 25%. Since our mental tank is basically empty by the evening, we gotta hack how and when we study. First, match your study mode to your mental energy, not the clock. Hit those high-energy mornings for active learning and hands-on labs, and save low-energy commutes for passive review like podcasts. So are those exhausted evening sessions totally useless? No way. Just stop pretending a 9 p.m. block needs to be an intense deep dive. Keep it light. Once that's optimized, you've got to point that limited energy at the right target. Second, pick the certification that actually matches your current reality. Certify in the cloud your company already uses, whether it's AWS, Azure, or GCP. Got zero tech background? Do not skip foundational certs like AWS Cloud Practitioner. They're your mental scaffolding. Jumping straight to associate-level exams is literally like building a roof before pouring the foundation. It just wastes your precious hours. Now, how do we sustain this momentum without burning out? Finally, ditch the daily schedule and plan by the week's cognitive load. Color code your weeks, red for heavy deadlines, green for light ones, and adjust your intensity. Track progress with practice exam scores, not desk hours, and use pre-configured labs. What happens when work blows up your perfect schedule? Well, that's exactly why we plan by the week. It gives you flexibility to shift to passive review without feeling like you failed.
By actively managing your mental fuel, choosing the most relevant certification path, and planning flexibly, upskilling in the cloud becomes an achievable reality rather than an exhausting chore.